The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 2-1 overall and host Michigan State on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open up the call for questions.
Okay, thank you. A big challenge this week. Didn't finish or too many mistakes in our performance last game, so disappointed for our performance here in our last non-conference game. Now getting into the nine-game slate, nine in a row. Great challenge, and as always, one of the premier programs of our team with what Coach D'Antonio's team has done year after year and what they always do. So a big challenge for a football team with Michigan State, who comes in awfully good.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue. Following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Josh Moyer, ESPN.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I know you don't play Penn State for a few weeks yet, but I was just curious whether you saw the two viral videos of Penn State's 250-pound kicker attacking any returners. And if you did, I was just kind of curious what your initial reaction was.
No, I hadn't seen it. Kind of moving in our game with what we've done and moving on. So, I mean, I haven't seen their schemes. So, a lot of times that kicker's a safety guy, and I think all of us teach our guys to tackle. So if the guy made a good hit, congrats to him, but I have not seen that play.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from Tom Canavan, Associated Press.
Hey, Kevin. Quick question. I mean, you brought in the JC transfer, Legal from Texas, and I'm sitting there going, did you expect this much this soon?
Well, I think it's Lego, or Lego. Got to get it right myself. We thought he was the best guy we could find. We were just talking a minute ago with our coaching staff. Part of our job is to develop players, get them right, and if you don't like what you have, you better go find it. And, we felt last year with the way our situation was moving that we need to look in the JC ranks. He was the guy that we targeted once we thought that was the direction. We're very fortunate to get him. What's great, he had spring practice with us. We do think, he's got some decent guys around him. But last week, even though we had some stat numbers, we as coaches and we as players let our quarterback down and put him in some bad situations that cost him some picks. So he's doing well. My only issue with him today was he got frustrated last week during the game. He got emotional and lost his composure. And as our quarterback and team leader, we need him to learn from that. Because if you're going to be a good football team, your team leader's got to stay calm no matter the situation. So to date, that's been my only issue with Richard. And I want me as a coach and our coaches and players around him to pick it up and play better for him, because as we play as a group, he'll do well, but it's kind of a group thing.
Is he a pure pocket passer?
No, I mean, he can move around. He moves better than Nate. He's not a guy that we run. I think last week there's two or three design runs for him. So, I mean, there's some running, but he is a big kid. He does move well. He does have a good arm. We're going to try to find more and more ways to use him in moving the pocket and running the game. So he's not a stationary target, but he's a big kid with a big arm. He does have good movement skills.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Kevin. I know you obviously have a bunch of guys in the NFL over the years, but I guess more specifically this year, Jordan Howard, Tevin Coleman have gotten off to pretty nice starts. I guess how closely are you guys, you, your staff, following those guys? Are you able to watch any games? Or I guess how close are you keeping tabs on those two?
Well, I think because of social media and the way things get out, you're able to follow them. I know Coach McCullough has talked to both those guys prior to last week's games, because we're asking how they're doing and checking in with Jason Spriggs and Cody Latimer and all those guys. So, I mean, they're doing well. Sometimes, again, it's the opportunity, being ready for it, taking advantage. I think in Jordan's case, there's been a couple injuries, and he's answering the call. I think the same deal with Tevin. So it sounds like they both had good games, but those are two talented guys, proud of them. And we have a hard time watching a lot of pro stuff till Thursday night, because you're kind of game planning, so you just get beats and bits and pieces. So we're relying on you guys that cover them to find out what's going on.
Cool. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great day. Thank you.